Worship you for this privilege that we have again to come to your house, Lord. After, Lord, we were gathered like this on Sunday. Thank you for the blessings, O God, in the services of Sunday. Thank you for your grace and your mercy that has kept us since then. You've been with workers, you've been with business people, you've been with school children, O Father. We didn't hear every report from any quarter, Lord. Thank you for your watchful eye, your protection. Thank you for your safety. Thank you for provision for all our needs, O God. Father, Lord, thank you for the worship service, O God, that has gone, O Father. Thank you for the quiet time. Thank you for the prayers of the saints that are offered to you, Lord. We pray, Father, that you accept everything in righteousness, O God. As Father, we turn the service to you at this time, you are the author of the world and you are the revealer of the same. You know us, O God. May you speak to us tonight in the way that we will understand. Forgive our shortcomings, Father. Forgive our failure, our wrong. May everything come under your blood in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless the song leader. Bless the users of instrument. Bless every worshiper, O God. At the end of the service, Lord, may we have cause to thank you. Blessed be your name. In all the nations of the world where your children are gathered in like manner, may you bless the gathering of the saints. Be the help of your servants, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and you're welcome to church. Let's turn our Bible to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. First Corinthians chapter 13, we'll read the whole chapter, after which we can sit. Said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have no charity, I am become a sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and I have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be born and have no charity, it profited me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. May God bless this word in our hearts in Jesus' name. You can have your seat, and once again, you're welcome to midweek service in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I had a very funny experience in the week, and somehow from that experience, this sermon is coming tonight. We're going to take this sermon that titled Perfect Love. The prophet has now preached divine love in several series, but I want to take this one titled Perfect Love. Do you believe that God speaks? And let me say this publicly. I am no prophet. I've never said I am a prophet, and I am not a prophet. So, for those of you that think it's this man, I'm not a prophet. I'm saying it again. But God speaks. Amen. And he has various ways of speaking to us. Sometimes when God says something and somebody is talking, they look, what's that man saying? Well, Abraham says the responsibility of the preacher to preach the word as God put it in their heart. It is your own responsibility to put any meaning to it. Amen. Now, from the message, the prophet took the exposition of the church age, and he was talking of how to overcome. Amen. And there, Abraham was telling us it is not much of what to overcome, he said, but how. Amen. Now, I don't know if they can get it for us, the overcomer's throne. Revelation 3 and verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to some, even as I also overcame, than with my Father in his throne. Revelation 3, 21. Now this is the quotations of the prophet, the word of the prophet. Rebecca said, now what are we to overcome? That is the normal question to ask here. But that is not the actual thought of this verse, Revelation 3:21. For it is not so much what we have to overcome, but how we have to overcome. Amen. How to overcome. Now, this is logical, for does it matter what we have to overcome as long as we know how we can overcome? A quick look at those scriptures which involve the Lord Jesus overcoming will bring out the truth of this proposition. Now, our thought tonight is perfect love, remember, as we said. So I'm just putting a background. God helping us, will continue even if we don't finish it in this service because it's prayer meeting. We will continue in subsequent service. God helping us. Amen. Perfect love. Now from the message, faith is the substance, preached 1951, May 08. Just read that right from the prophet. Paragraph 12. B. Now, Barabbas said, no matter what outward demonstration we give, you give, as long as the inward, yeah, that's in the heart, is the Holy Spirit, it will be the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. That's Galatia. You know that? Long-suffering, goodness, meekness, patience, gentleness, faith, temperance. Satan can copy any kind of a gift. Any kind of a manifestation, Satan can copy. But he cannot copy love. Can we say amen? Satan can never copy love. Where you see true love, you know it. God is love. Is that right? Satan cannot love. Now, you see a humble, a man humble and loving, and good to his neighbors, and a good citizen. A good fellow, a good man, a Christian man, full of love and humility. You watch that man. See, that's right. He is good, charitable, long-suffering. You can talk about him. It's all right. He forgives you. Before you offend the man, he has trained himself to forgive you. I was having a conversation with a man yesterday, and he was telling me some things. I said, well, that is the place that we find ourselves here, especially here in the West. So he said that I've gotten a strategy for myself. Before the person offend me, I've already forgive the person because I know he will do that. I said, that's a good one. Amen. Now, it don't make any difference to him, you know. And there, that is the real man. Keep your eye on him. That man, yes, is an example. Now, no matter how much he shouts in the church, how much he does this, that, or the other, and he still hasn't got this love that we are talking about. Paul says, though I speak with tongues of men and angels, and though I have all these other things, and I have enough faith, I can even remove mountains. And I understand all the mystery. I can quote all the quote that there is in the prophet. I don't have this charity. I am nothing. Paragraph 14. Not long ago, my little girl called me when I was here the other time. It kind of gave me a thought. And she said, Daddy, I want you to come home. And I said, Honey, from Texas, I sent you a little doll. And she said, no, she's just 4 years old. She said, I got it, Daddy. And I said, she said, I want you to come home. And I said, well, honey, I sent you a little rabbit from down Chattanooga. And she said, I got it, Daddy. But she said, I want you to come home. Well, she said, Daddy, I love you. And I love the gifts that you give me. But I want Daddy. That is it. All of his gifts are wonderful. But I want Father. I love his gifts. To hear him in the manifestations, the praising God and the shoutings and the healings and the speaking with tongues and the interpretation of the tongues, all those things are fine. And all the different gifts, I love to set and I, you know, love to watch them. I have not them, but I love to watch them in operation in the church. But after all that, I want Jesus. I want it. His gifts are fine. Nothing against it. But I want the giver in here. So Paul said it was possible for him to do all of these things, perform miracles and the rest of them, without having the giver. Though I speak with the tongues as men and angels and have not charity, it profited me nothing. Now, all right. Now, love one another. Above everything that you do, brother and sister, love one another. And as you love one another, you will do what? Love God. See, you love each other, you will love God. For God is love. And a man that walks in love walks in what? Life. But a man that is walking in fear, that doesn't have love, is dead. Yeah, you will not trust anybody. That is why the husband will not trust his wife. The wife will not trust the husband. Church member will not trust pastor. Pastor will not trust church member. There is no love in there. Cannot think in everywhere. Now, a man that walks in love, walks in life. And perfect love casteth out all what? Fear. Then, if you can take him at his word, and not fear a bit about it, say, Lord, I love you. And I know that you are going to answer because you promised me you would. And I know, I just know you are going to do it. See, what happened? It takes away all fear. Amen. That's what love we do. Now from the message, the way to have fellowship. Amen. 1955. Going to do just reading tonight. 1955, October 9. Paragraph 18. Just one paragraph there. Now, Brother Brown said, I'd rather have a church. God bless you, sir. I'd rather have a church that knows nothing about any spiritual gifts and just be so in love with each other and with Christ. I'd rather have that than every spiritual gift operating in the church. Can we say amen? I know people like it. It's all right. Nothing against them gifts. Nothing against it. But when you have all the gifts and there is no love, it scatters the church. Yeah, it's going to scatter the church. But when there is love, the love will place the gift in them place. Now, where there is gift, they will fail. Where there is gift, they will bring confusion. Where there is gift, they can be questioned. Bro, you say you are a prophet. But this thing that you prophesied did not come to pass. Are you doubting my calling? There is no love there. Where were you? Did they never even born you when God called me? Nothing against that. You know, you just hear so many things. May God have mercy. But you see, where there is love, it is perfect. That is right. And if you have perfect love, you will have perfect gift. That's right. So let us walk first with what? Love. That brings fellowship. And fellowship does what? Brings the gift. Now, why is it that people perhaps like different things, like fellowship? It's because man was made to fellowship. Now just think of it. Think of tonight as much as long to go on fishing in the outdoor. And yet my heart is more hungry to get on top of that mountain and talk to God than anything I know of. Say, I want to be alone and I want to know there is nobody 100 miles from me. And I love people. But the only way I can minister to people is to first get the message from God. Amen. Now, I will leave the rest because of this time. And because it's prayer meeting, I want to read direct from the prophet experience, from the message beyond the curtain of time. Amen. Now we are familiar with that message. The prophet told us, he said, nothing is going to get there outside of war. Perfect love. Amen. That's paragraph 37. Beyond the curtain of time. Was in a service, I think, Brother Brown was talking. And the prophet said, yeah, our brother is there. He said, how many never did hear the vision that the Lord gave me? He said, see your hand. That never heard of it. Now, he turned to Brother Neville and said, Brother Neville, You got your little book there, perhaps. Maybe you just will read it for them now. Right here, for just a moment or two. I believe just right. And Brother Neville started to read. Now, from February 1961, perhaps maybe this is the book of Brother Neville. Now, this is the account. Said the other morning I was laying in my bed. And I just woke from my sleep and I placed my hand behind my head. And I relaxed with my head on the pillow. And I began to wonder what it would be on the other side. Amen. Once in a while, let us think like that. We are going to leave this place. Do you hear that? I said we are going to leave this place. People know they like that sermon. But let me say it again. You are going to leave this place. Whether you like it or not, you will leave this place someday. Then we must be prepared. And I said, I had a funny experience. And I was just thinking, I said, God, If it is time, let me just settle certain things. Just help me. And if you find me, say, go and listen to this sermon. And I was looking for the sermon. I said, okay, now I understand why my mind was going there. Now, it says, then I began to wonder what it would be on the other side. And I realized that I have lived more than half life. If I live to be as old as my people, And I wanted to do more for the Lord before I left this life. And I heard a voice saying, you are just starting. Press the battle. Keep pressing. Amen. Don't be afraid. If your loved ones are going and you are thinking, maybe it is my own turn. Your own turn will come, definitely, one day. The rapture for everybody is different. For some people, it can just be a catching away. Because for some, it might be the general rapture. So don't be afraid. Don't let Satan put fear. But while you are still here, keep pressing. And that's why I sang that song. Through it all, we have learned to trust in Jesus. No matter what you pass through, whether sweet, whether bitter, whether ugly, God knows all about it. But have this thought in your heart, perfect love. Now, Brother Brown said, And that voice said, keep pressing. And as I lay there pondering the words, I thought that I just imagined that I had a voice. Again, the voice said, press the button. You know, being a prophet, say, keep going. Still unbelieving. I was thinking, the prophet was thinking. Then I thought that possibly I had spoken the words myself. God speaks to his people. So the prophet placed his hand over his mouth. So I placed my lips between my teeth and I held my hand over my mouth and I listened and the voice spoke again. Just keep pressing. Don't be weary. Don't faint. Don't be depressed. If you only knew what is at the end of the road. Then I seemed to hear the music and the words of an old familiar song. I'm kind of homesick for a country. I hope people will know that. And then the voice. And then the prophet took another one. He said, beyond the curtain of time. He said, Lord, let me look past the curtain of time. Then the voice asked. He said, would you like to see just beyond the curtain? And I answered, it will help me so much. This was not a story. This is reality. This is the person I'm talking about. In case you are a visitor in our midst. You see this man there. And that white light that you see over his head is not a strange thing. In case you don't know. It is called the pillar of fire. It was the light that followed the children of Israel from Egypt to the promised land. Amen. It was the same light that met Paul on his road to Damascus. So it is not a story. It was a privilege that the prophet had the light. Picture with him. To vindicate that he was a true vindicated prophet of God. Amen. So this experience that is telling us, I believe it 100%. But it's left to you to be or not. Like I said, sometimes God is gracious to his children sometimes. He gives his children certain experiences sometimes. And when they say sometimes people look, can it be possible? Yeah. But when you are not in love, you will not believe sometimes. Now, I said it will help me so much. Then what happened? I cannot see. Whether I was in my body or whether I was out, whether it was a translation, I do not know. But something happened to the prophet. But it was unlike any vision that I ever had. Remember the other day we talked about the vision when he saw a rotten apple just hanging in the air. He woke up and he was thinking it was Sister Mida that dropped it there. And he said, why would Mida put something like this? But it was an experience that God was giving to him. It is that he wanted to condemn Sister Mida, but God began to talk to him. Go there. Then the scene changed. Amen. Now, it was unlike any vision I had, and I could see the place to which I was taken. And I see myself lying on the bed. This is one person here. This is another person. It is reality. Somebody asked me one time, he said, we talked, you used to preach about theophany, theophany. Can you explain it? There is not much of how we can explain it that you can understand. I said, God help you. Or except you experience it, if God help you. Yeah. There is this you here, and there was this one lying there. Amen. Remember that one lying there, just the body. The real one is that one that is inside that has come out now. Amen. May God help us. Now, I could see the place to which I was taking. And then, okay, now. So this is a strange thing. There were great numbers of people, and they come running, greeting, running to greet me, crying, oh, our precious brother. The first that came, young woman, apparently in their early 20s, and as they will embrace me, they said, our precious brother. Now watch it. They were embracing him, women. No sensation there. Amen. Because this flesh is not the one. Amen. He had dropped the flesh. He had taken another one. Amen. That is why our people that go there. Somebody ask, which body are they in? They are in another one. Amen. May God help us. Now, young men in the brilliance of young manhood with eyes glistening like stars on a dark night, with teeth as white as pear, they embraced me, saying, our precious brother. Then I noticed that I too had become young again. This is the old Abraham. This is a different one. Something is happening to me. Amen. Then I look at myself there and I turn and I look back at my whole body laying on the bed with my hands behind like that. It didn't change. But this other one was standing in another place. I said, I don't understand this. And as I began to try to comprehend the place where I was, there is an heaven and there is air. Then I began to realize that there was no yesterday. There was no tomorrow there. No one seemed to get tired. Are you there? They were happy. As a multitude of the most beautiful young women I have ever seen, they threw their arms around me. And I discovered there was only a great love that overwhelmed me. No physical attraction as in the human behavior. I noticed these young women all wore their hair what? To wear their waistline. It's prayer meeting, so I don't want to pass so much comment. And their steps down to wear their feet. After this, hope, my first one, hug me. And my precious what? Not my husband. No husband, no wife dear. My precious. If Sister Mida come too, it is what? My precious brother. There's no jealousy there. Where we get there? It can't be my husband. It can't be my. Don't think like that. That memory is off. I don't know. I think maybe it was my family. I was there. I said, when we get to the other side, there are many things we will not remember. So strive that you get there. Amen. Amen. Let me to strive. Let every one of us strive to get there. What are we trying to draw? Perfect love. That is the only thing that will get there. After this, you know, another young woman hugged me and hope turned and hugged the young woman. I said, I don't understand this. This is something entirely different from our human love. Amen. I don't want to go back to that old body on the bed. I tell you, nobody wants to. And that's why when your loved one go to the other side, you are praying, God, let it come back. Let it come back. If you can see the other man, he say, God, I don't want to come back. I don't want to come back. It is fight, two ways. Then a voice spoke to me. This is what you preach. What is it? The Holy Ghost. Can you see that? This is what you preach that the Holy Ghost is. Amen. This is what? Perfect love. Nothing can enter here without what? It. Next, I was taken up and I was seated on a high place. All around me were great numbers of men and women in the bloom of youth. They were crying with joy. Oh, our precious brother. We are so happy to see you here. And I thought, I am not dreaming. For I can see these people and I can see my body laying back there on the bed. The voice spoke to me. You know, it is written in the Bible that the prophets were gathered with their people. I said, yes, I remember that in the scripture. So for you that have lost your loved one, sometimes God can shape the curtain and just let them look down. They see you. I was telling my family, I said, they see us sometimes. He said, are you sure? I said, yes, they see us. And they will just be happy that very soon they will come and meet us. Amen. It's a place when you get, you will never, I can just talk about it. Except you experience it, you know what it is. Amen. Then I said, I remember that in the scripture they were, I remember that in the scripture. But there are not these many Brahmas. Then the voice replied, these are not Brahmas. Amen. These are your converts. The ones you have led to the Lord. Some of these men you think, some of these women you think are so young and beautiful. They were more than what? 90 years old when you led them to the Lord. So don't give up on anyone. Amen. No wonder they were crying out, my precious brother. Then the multitude cried together, if you hadn't gone forth with the gospel, we wouldn't be here. Can you see that? Then I asked, where is Jesus? I want to see him. The people replied, he's just a little higher. Someday he will come to you. You were sent as a leader. And when God comes, he will judge you according to your teaching. Then I asked, does Paul and Peter have to stand this judgment also? The answer was, yes. Then I said, I have preached what they preach. Amen. I did not divert from it to one side or the other. Where they baptized in the name of Jesus, I did too. Where they taught the baptism in the Holy Spirit, I did too. Whatever they taught, I taught. We know that the people cry. And we know that we are going back to hell with you sometime. Jesus will come and judge you according to the word that you preached us. Then you will present us to him. And all together, we will go back to hell to live forever. I ask, do I have to go back to hell now? Is it about time? The answer, yes, but keep pressing on. And as I began to move from that beautiful, joyous place as far as my eyes can see, people were coming towards me to embrace me, crying, my precious brother, my precious brother. Suddenly, I was back on the bed again. The thing changed. Oh, I said, God, help me. Let me never compromise with the world. Help me, Lord. Let me stay straight on the way. I don't care what anybody has done. Lord, help me press on to that beautiful, joyous place. I am more convinced than ever, in my life, that it will take perfect love to enter that place. There was no jealousy there. There was no tiredness there. No sickness was there. No old age was there. No death. Only supreme beauty and joy. You love the Lord. You love the prophet. You believe him. Whatever you do, lay aside everything else until... This is an admonition of the prophet. Whatever you do, lay aside everything else until you see that you get what? Perfect love. Get to where you can love what? Everybody. May God help us. No matter if the plane is rocking, love them. Even your enemy, love them. The lightning is flashing or the guns of the enemy are upon your head. These things do not matter. Get perfect love. If you are not saved, accept Jesus as your Savior now. If you have not been baptized in water, it's an admonition. Be baptized now. If you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, receive it now. Press on to that perfect love, which will take you to that beautiful and joyous place beyond the curtain of time. The prophet thanked Brother Nevi for reading it. Amen. It's a prayer meeting. Why we live our daily life. When I had the experience, I was telling God this was not what I wanted to speak on. I wanted to speak on something and it didn't say, go and speak on it. And I said, well, God, I'll go and speak on it. I don't know who you have it for. But remember, brother, sister, why we bow our head? Nothing. We get to that place outside of perfect love. And Brother Bram told us, this perfect love is the Holy Ghost. Get to a place that you can love everybody. Hey, get to a place that you can forgive. Whether they talk good about you, whether they talk bad about you, it's none of your business. As the prophet said, I don't need to care. Many times Satan will come. I'm telling you personal experience. He will come and say, did you hear what that person said? I said, Satan, I heard, but I'm not going to listen. That is the only way you can overcome the devil. That is the only way you can live every day in love. And as the prophet said, when you live in love, you are alive. But when you are not in love, you are dead. When you are in love, there is no fear. When you are not in love, there is fear. When you are in love, there is no sickness. There is no diseases. There is no affliction. But when you are not in love, diseases and affliction can come. When you are not in love, you don't have confidence in your brother. You don't have confidence in your sister. As a church, you don't have confidence in your pastor. When you are not in love. But when we are in love, you hear what the prophet said in that message, the way to fellowship. When we are in love, everybody, we will have true fellowship. Think of it tonight again. For those of you that are in certain condition and the prophet has given admonition, if you have not repented, this is a time for you to repent. If you have not been baptized, this is a time for you to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. After you have confessed your sins, and you have made your way right, and you have cleaned the slate, then the accuser of the brethren doesn't have anything to lay before you because you have confessed it all, except you have not confessed it all. When you've confessed it all, and you fulfill God's requirement, you go and live in love all the days of your life. But when you have not done that, brother, when you've not done that, sister, you can never live in love. Tonight again, this is the word of God through his servant, the prophet. that in all our getting, whether we have faith, whether we have hope, whether we have charity, say the greatest of those three is love. Charity means love. The greatest of the three is love. See in all that you do that you strive to have perfect love. Get to a place where you love everybody. Hey. If you still have bitterness in your heart towards your brother, you still have bitterness in your heart towards your sister, you can never achieve anything in life, I tell you. It's the truth. We'll just be beating and crying. Yeah, we can quote all the quotes as Paul said. We can do all the shouting, we can do all the jumping. But when there is no love, we'll just be like a sanding brass. And I believe that is not what we want to be. We want to be the true reflection of Jesus Christ. Just like one of us used to ask that prayer, I want to be like Jesus. It's a powerful prayer request. And if you are here tonight, while we bring this section to a close, before we read the written request, and that is your heart desire, that you want to be like Jesus. You want to love. You know this is you that God is talking to. You might claim that you love, but God says you do not love. You might claim that you are in love, but He's telling you tonight, you are not in love. When that certain reaction happened, or when that certain action happened, could you remember your reaction to it? When certain things, certain happened, could you remember? Maybe even something that happened today. Maybe something that happened a few moments before you came to church. And it's addressing you. Yes, you. He said you were not in love. The reason why we fuse, the reason why we fight, the reason why we put down one another is because we are not in love. When we are in love, we walk together. If that is your heart desire tonight, why all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, remember that this love that we are talking about is God Himself. John 3:16 told us, for God so loved the world, He gave us His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. This perfect love that we are talking about is God Himself. The Bible says, it's not filial love. It's not the love for your wife or the love for your son, the love for your child. No. It's something beyond that. Something higher than mother's love. When we were unlovable, when we were without God, without His Son, He reached out His hand, He picked us, He loved us. Then why can't you love your brother? Why can't you love your sister? You are very quick to bring him down. I am very quick to bring that down. This is the love of God to you. This is the love of God to us again tonight. Love everybody. While we request the Associate Pastor to please pray for us.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for your word that we have just heard. Titled Perfect Love. Dear God, it has gone forth in the way that you have ordained it to go, and has inspired your servant. And it has fallen in the ears of everyone. We pray to enter into every heart. May you accomplish your divine purpose in our heart, O God. Since your prophet has said that he was told that nothing comes here, Lord, adapt beyond the curtain, except this perfect love. May none of us fall short of it, Lord. May we examine our hearts. We pray, dear God of heaven, that if there be anything, an iota of hatred or whatsoever in our hearts, may the Holy Spirit oppose such, Heavenly Father. Plant this love deep buried in our hearts, O God, that we flow all through the days of our life. let him be their master. Lord, whichever condition anyone is here, thou art God and knoweth every heart. Lord, I pray that whatsoever they are asking of you after hearing this, may you grant unto them, Father. Bless this to our heart, Lord. May we meditate on it day by day. Lord, and as we do, may it draw us closer unto you. Bless your servant we have used, O God, and replenish him for the virtue that has gone out of him. Help us as we go into the prayer session. Inspire us to pray as we come and say. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Let's take this hymn or this song before we hand over to the associate pastor, and we close and go back to our home with the joy that God has heard our prayer. Amen. Beulah Land. I don't know if it's a kind of a old song. I'm kind of homesick for our country.
Can you get me?
So which I have never been before. God bless you. Oh, no sad goodbye would yet be spoken, and time wounds my anymore. Oh, Beulah Land, I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand, and where my home shall be eternal in Beulah Land. Sweet Beulah Land, I'm looking now across the river to where my faith just a few more days to labor. Oh, then I will thank my heavenly flight. Oh, oh, Beulah Land, longing for you, and someday on thee I stand, where my home shall be eternal. Amen. They are old songs. Let's try to play them. We have data. We have good phones now. Let us use them and score the song. Especially our music people, you can score the song. And the song leaders can help us do justice to that. God bless you. And the brethren, everybody, you can listen to those songs. They bring the blessings of God to you. Sometimes in the thought of that, someone, just think of it. There's somewhere you came from. There's somewhere we are going to. Let's not forget the old time song. God be with us till we meet again. God bless you, sir.
Our gracious Lord, we thank you very much for making our garden this evening possible. We thank you very much for every aspect of the service, the worship service, the time of exhortation, and the time of prayers. We are grateful to you for the blessings we have received in this service. Lord, we have been opportune to lay our bodies down at your feet, and you told us to leave them there. We pray, Lord, that the grace to do that may you give to every one of us. May we believe those prayers, Lord, that they are receiving attention, Lord, in your presence. We pray, Lord, that you give unto us faith, Lord, to be able to reject any negative thoughts that will want to suggest anything different from what we are asked for. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We want to ask, Lord, that your children that will embark on journey tomorrow, may you go with them and may you go before them. May the journey be a success. We especially commit to your servant that is embarking from there on a missionary trip to your hand. We pray you will be with him, Father. Give him good health throughout. Give him strength. Protect him from every evil. Make him a great channel of blessing to your people. We pray, O Lord, that you watch over us in his absence. And Lord, by the time we see again, may we all see in happiness and joy with testimonies, Lord, of your goodness and mercies. Let it be, eternal Father. Lord, we are grateful unto you for all that you have been unto us. Lord, we have heard of the Lord, your daughter in Lokoja that you have taken to be with you. We commit your servant, the husband, into your hand, and the children, the entire family and the church. May you be their comfort at this time. We pray, Lord God of heaven, that you be their strength and help them, O living God. Lord, may your grace stand for every one of them, Father. May there not be any room for the devil to come and take advantage of this time, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, we also commit our brethren in Ghana that lost somebody. We pray you also be with them too. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we depart very shortly to go back to our homes, you are the one that brought us safely. Take us back home safely. The rest of the week is in your hand. May your grace abide with us, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. By the time we meet here back on Sunday by your grace, may we have recourse to rejoice and enjoy your presence. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we ask with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. We are grateful unto God for bringing us to church for the midweek service. And we thank the Lord for the blessings we have received from the same. I also want to appreciate the church for your understanding on Sunday that we had to go by the way of plain tapes. And thank you for your concern and your prayers. Calls, text messages, and visits. The Lord bless you richly. I'm much better by now. I think the last measurement of the BP was normal. It was normal. So, like I told you that it was the machine that caused the catastrophe. I tell you, it's very strange. That's all right. We thank God for everything. This announcement says this is to inform the brethren that book for Lampese journey that they should be at Unity Junction by 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. God bless you. I think that's a good time. I thought it would be earlier, but that's a good time. So I don't think there will be any excuse for anybody to come late. And if anybody, for whatsoever reason, happens to come late, maybe Well, I don't know. Did they do like this? You can no way. I'm not going. So, and I'm not sure any of the deacons are going. So, nobody, you can't call anybody say that I'm almost there now. I'm almost there. You don't even know who the driver is. It's a supplemented trip. So if you are not there by, if I'm going, I'll be there by 7:20 latest. I'll be there 7:20 latest. But if you are not able to make it at the right time and they have gone, just believe that way. That is the way the Lord wants it to be. That you pray for those who are already on the way. The Lord bless you richly. We thank God that the children of Brother Abi Yetu have been discharged. We are grateful unto God. Last Sunday evening too, that was when Brother Jia also was discharged. So he's also at home. And we thank God for all things. The Lord bless you richly. Shall we rise on our feet? What a friend we have in Jesus. 199.
Off
Jesus took my bodies, he rolled them in the sea. He rolled them in the sea. He rolled them in the sea. Oh, now I have a joy that the Lord has given me. All my sins and bodies, he rolled them in the sea. Now I have a joy that the Lord has given me.